Well, good morning, everyone. This week's meditation comes a little bit later in the week. It's Friday morning now. And many times I report to you when the weather's fairly glorious and the sun is shining and, you know, summer's in the air, or at least these last weeks and months have been like that for the most part. But this morning, it feels very much like fall, like an early, early fall. I always love that about our seasons, how when you're in the depths of one of the seasons, the next one will begin to sort of call to you or send a telegraph that says, I'm coming. And so this morning, I woke up to leaves scattered all over the lawns. And I've been noticing those leaves changing colors. And last night was a really vigorous windstorm. And it was so vigorous that this giant wind chime that we have was screaming. It was just screaming in the wind. And I had to take it down so that it wouldn't continue to go all night long. So it was no surprise to wake up to these leaves being scattered, to this message from fall that I'm on the way. And however all that is, we come to the inner world as well in our meditations. You may have noticed if you listen to these recordings that they're very much the observations of the inner and outer worlds of our beingness. And so that is really where I want to focus this morning. And so whatever it is for you, morning, afternoon, evening, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, any other day of the week, take a moment to presence yourself, to situate yourself in such a way that you feel comfortable. Not necessarily some proper meditation technique, but it could be. But just that you feel comfortable. If you're in an armchair and it has those little armrests, perhaps you want to have your arms there. Or perhaps you just want to have them in your lap. Oftentimes, meditating with the palms facing up is not just a gesture of receiving in a beyond physical sense, but it's a very physical way of receiving. I mean, if you think about it, you can open your palms, and doesn't it feel like there's an invitation for something to fall into them? I can tell right now we're going to certainly be meandering today. Okay, get with your breath now. And all I ever mean by get with your breath is let it be, but deeply notice it. And as we take that time to settle in, this strange thing happens with the breath. It begins to regulate all by itself. And as our attention becomes single focused on this beautiful breath, so too does our world begin to regulate. Almost of its own accord, our body begins to relax and let go of physical tension or stress caused by normal daily activities. And our hips open up We feel more rooted in our seat, in our feet, and towards the earth. Our shoulders soften, fall back and down almost by themselves to allow the heart to open. And as this happens, the antenna that is our spine begins to lift from the very center upward. With all of these realizations, we didn't really do anything. Instead, we contacted the inner wisdom and the innate intelligence of not just our body, but of our being. And maybe you notice now, as you tend to the center, the energy of the spine, of the heart, and of the mind begin to feel very expansive. First, encapsulating the boundaries of the body. And then omnidirectionally, in every direction, beginning to reach out like little fingers of energy. So that now each breath becomes an inhalation, an inspiration, and an expiration, an exhalation. So we realize, in this sense, we are both a very internal and a very external creature. And with that realization, whatever it was that we might have been worried about when we come to the inner world begins to subside without us having to do a whole lot about it. We didn't have to fight it. We didn't have to beat it. But we did have to confront it. And so we confront it with spiritual presence. As we come to this presence, we can add a little mantra. And it's a mantra that has been around our church home for many, many, many years. I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual laws. I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual laws. I now connect deeply with the inner wisdom, and I see here that that wisdom is reflected in everything that I believe, that I see. All external figures, people, plants, trees, planets, suns, moons, cosmoses, are but a reflection of the inner truth of my being. Who am I in this moment? I am. And so we tune ourselves to the simple mantra, inhaling, I am, exhaling, God is. Inhaling, God is, exhaling, I am. Let the mantra follow the breath as if it were drawing it from you. God is, I am. God is, I am. Let your mantra continue, simultaneously notice your inner gaze, your attention, and your focus. Lift it up, inwardly from the center of the mind itself, externally through the point between the eyebrows. Reconnect to your mantra. God is, I am. I am, God is. The order does not matter. The focus, the gaze, the drishti does matter. Here, in this moment now, I am safe. It is always this moment. Any care or worry or concern is easily engulfed here by the spiritual truth that is me. In the fire of inner renunciation, I now place anything that worries me, and I see that I am upheld by the hands of God, and nothing is beyond me. In the inner fires of renunciation, I now place all of my judgments that impede me from knowing the truth of who I am right now. and I see that nothing is beyond me. In this moment, I am cared for. In this moment, I am so alive. And I feel the Divine Mother encapsulating me in perfect wholeness and in a motherly love that is so whole and perfect that I can feel it in the depths of my being. My heart is so filled with love right now, in this moment, that there is nothing I could possibly need beyond it. My focus is sure. And my mind is open. It is so open that all the ideas of all the universe are easily accessible. In the fires of inner renunciation, I place all doubt about who I am. And I now allow pure inspiration to infuse my mind with pure, holy, sacred goodness. In this moment, I realize the true nature of my being, that I am divine, that I am limitless potential, and that I am loved with a love that is so entire that it fills every human need that I will ever have. From here, I am forever changed, but only changed back into my true nature. It never left me. I never left it. It is simply the truth of who I am. We are now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life and love and wisdom. We acknowledge your presence and your power, O Blessed Spirit. In perfect divine wisdom, now erase all our mortal limitations. And from your pure substance of love, bring into being our perfect world. And so it is. And now we spend a few minutes together, meditating in the perfect silence, which is entirely active as the presence of God. We become aware now that this presence, this peace, and this divine activity is available to us in every moment that will come for the rest of our lives. If you wish to continue meditating, simply pause this and resume it when you are finished. Take as long as you wish meditating. And if you're ready now to come out of your meditation, feel your physical body again in a way that perhaps is more dense, and begin to move some parts of your body and feel that life force in there. And we can work with this life force to ever increase the flow of all things in our body: breath, oxygen, blood, awareness. We can use our mind to send healing into certain parts of our body, whatever it is that you might need for yourself. But we do it detached from the burden of desire for outcome. We let go of seeking the fruits of meditation, and instead we cultivate the divine life from the inside, realizing the gift of every moment. On a practical note, if you can, create a space in your home strictly for meditation, a corner, a closet, or perhaps an entire room where it is used mostly, if not entirely, for meditation. And then at least for a minute or two, in the morning and in the evening, preferably longer, but at least for some amount of time, practice these things that we have practiced together today. Relaxing, energizing, and focusing. Concentrating on the simplicity in the truth. I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual laws. God is, I am. Om, peace, amen.